Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Massacre Monday. City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Year, 1900. And 85. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know. Now, this was crazy to me. In 1985, a lot of us were alive. You dig what I'm saying? Living life. Also in 1985, there were folks dying by the city of Philadelphia while living in Philadelphia. I first have to introduce you to the MOVE organization. M-O-V-E, MOVE, is not an acronym. John Africa founded it, and he said he wanted the name of the organization to be exactly what they intended to do. MOVE. Everything that's alive moves. I respect it. Now, everybody that was part of the MOVE organization that was founded in 1972, all wore locks. So this group moved into some row homes in the Cobbs Creek neighborhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, in 1978, they did have a standoff with the police department of Philadelphia, which resulted in a police officer being killed. They deemed about 10 people responsible for that and gave them all between 30 and 100 years. So from 1978 to 1985, there were still some things going on, but MOVE, the group, had actually moved to the Cobbs Creek neighborhood. Now, if you're like me and not very familiar with Cobbs Creek, that area's in West Philadelphia. Now, be clear, the neighbors had complained to the city for years about trash around the building, confrontations with the neighbors, bullhorn announcements of political messages by the MOVE members. So the police got arrest warrants, and by 1985, they was charging four of the MOVE occupants with crimes: noise violations, contempt of court, illegal possession of firearms, terroristic threats. Now, the police evacuated the residents of the neighborhood before they mobbed on the row of homes occupied by the MOVE members. They told those residents, you can come back home in 24 hours. Monday, May 13th, 1985. 500 police officers. City manager Leo Brooks is out there, and they're attempting to clear the building and remove the MOVE members and execute these arrest warrants. They cut off the water. They cut off the electricity. This is 5 a.m. And they tell the MOVE members.
Attention MOVE members. This is America. You have to abide by the laws of the United States. You have 15 minutes to come out.
And when they didn't, they decided to forcibly remove those people in there. 7 adults, 6 children. They throw tear gas. The police use over 10,000 rounds of ammo. By 2 p.m., the order was given.
Bomb the compound.
It was a Pennsylvania State Police helicopter, and they dropped 2 1.5-pound bombs of FBI-supplied C4 on the roof of that house. The bombs exploded after 45 seconds. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Police Department dropped 2 bombs on the residents in its own city where they knew 7 adults and 6 children were. They killed 11 people in that house, 6 adults, 5 children. 250 people were homeless as 61 of the neighboring houses were destroyed because of the fire. They weren't able to come home 24 hours later. Philadelphia, the city that bombed itself. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.